Body, Mind, Spirit Radio, your life connection to the information for a healthy body, an enlightened mind, and a renewed spirit.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to We Get Results. It's Tuesday, October 24th, 2017, and I'm your host, Mary Singer Albertson. If you haven't joined me before, my program airs the fourth Tuesday of the month at 1 p.m. Eastern, and it's archived for later listening. The purpose of We Get Results is to inform listeners of ways that they can get involved and make a difference in the U.S. and globally. And one of the best ways that I've found for someone to make a difference is taking action through the Results Organization. That's capital R-E-S-U-L-T-S. It's a volunteer citizens lobby to create the political will to end hunger and poverty in the U.S. and globally. Check it out at results.org. We meet with members of Congress in the district and in Washington, D.C. So that's one way that I've found. And today we're going to be talking about another great way to make a difference. And this is making a difference to homeless teens. My guest is Jerry Pirro, Executive Director of Covenant House, Michigan. And he will tell us about an important event happening on November 16th, Sleep Out America, all over the U.S., wherever you like, sleep out everywhere. It sounds really exciting. So we will ask him about that in a few minutes, and I'll let you know what his background is right now. So Gerald Pirro is Executive Director of Covenant House, Michigan. He began his career 27 years ago working with the chronically mentally ill population in New York City, creating and establishing a supported work program for young people suffering from serious mental disability. That program is still in existence today, enabling young people to experience meaningful success in the world of work and hopefully achieving a measure of independence in the future. Then in 1990, Mr. Pirro joined a child care organization called Boys Hope, Girls Hope, which provided academically motivated children in need with wraparound residential services and placement in a private college prep environment. He became the vice president, where he was overseeing the executive staff of all 30 homes in 15 locations throughout the U.S. And then in 2014, he joined the staff of Covenant House as the executive director, working with the entire team to continue the important work of responding to the needs of homeless youth in every possible way. He pursued this position of executive director because not only for its well-documented exemplary reputation and work with young people, but also to be a part of the vital services it provides for the most vulnerable and underserved population in our state, that of homeless teens. He holds advanced degrees in both rehabilitation counseling and theological studies. I'm honored to have him as my guest today. And so I'm going to go to you and see if you can hear me. Jerry, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Great. Welcome to the program, and we thank you for all the work that you've done for those who need a hand up over all these years. So thank you for the work you're doing, and maybe you can tell the listeners all about the work you're doing.
Sure. Well, thank
maybe
you.
Maybe you could. Oh, go ahead.
Well, thank you very much for having me on your show today. And I would be happy to talk about or at least introduce your audience to Covenant House, Michigan.
Great. Covenant. Maybe you could start by sharing the history of Covenant House, maybe?
Yes. So Covenant House began in 1972. It was founded by a Franciscan priest, Father Bruce Ritter, in New York City, initially as a small foster care program. At that time, in New York City, we had a large number of very young people, late teens, coming to the Times Square area, looking to perhaps make their way in live acting and things of that nature. Father Ritter discovered that there were a significant number of these young people who were leaving their homes and started to work with them because obviously they had a difficult time finding any kind of work, much less a place to live. And he opened up a outreach center in the Times Square area. And the single purpose at that time was reunification back with their families. as time went on, more and more young people kept coming and staying. And so that time, that drop-in center became a residential environment. And today, Covenant House New York has over 350 beds in New York City, serving, continuing to serve the homeless youth from 18 to 24 years old.
Nice. Well, that sounds great. Go ahead.
So that one location has translated into 31 U.S. cities and Canadian cities and cities in Latin America, serving that same population in this very same way, trying to end youth homelessness.
And like, go ahead.
So to talk a little bit about Covenant House Michigan, we currently have a 5-acre campus, and we work with 75 young people, again, between the ages of 18 to 24, in several ways. The first thing to understand about Covenant House is that it is a program, that it is not just a place to come for one or two nights, but when a youth comes to Covenant House or when we pick up a youth on our outreach program, they are committing to doing everything they can along with us to end their homelessness. And that is a very, very important purpose.
So, with the kids that are homeless, what are some of the reasons why they're homeless?
Probably the major reason, at least in the city of Detroit, in the city of Greater Detroit area, it is many people have lost their homes and families have split apart, and it becomes increasingly more difficult to get back together. Another major reason that young people end up in homelessness is significant abuse in the home environment, if there is even a home environment. And those young people have been very abused, have experienced violence. Many, many of them have experienced sexual abuse from a very young age. And we do everything we can to reach them through our psychological services and help them to cope and move forward so that they can have a happy life.
Well, that sounds great. What about like all the trafficking we hear about? Is that a real problem for you guys with the trying to find the kids or the young people?
Yes, that has become an increasing problem, especially in the state of Michigan, being very close to the Canadian border. We work with the law enforcement officials when it comes to trafficked youth. And again, we participate in whatever efforts are going on to try and end that. We've also have experienced a large number of LGBTQ transgender youth who are basically kicked out of their home environment and left to be on their own. And they're at such a young age, it has become difficult for them, so we reach out to serve them as well. So some of the services that we do offer to everyone there, the first thing is case management when they first come in. We identify who they are, what medications they're taking, and we begin to manage their meds. We see if they have a diploma from high school, and if they don't, we have a public high school on our campus where they can recover the credits to receive a full diploma from the state. We actually have four schools throughout the state of Michigan, that we work with those youth who, for one reason or another, never completed high school. And now we give them the opportunity to receive a full diploma. A lot of
that's great.
Additional
education
work,
is everything.
Yeah, it's been a very, very helpful activity for these young people. So back to case management, a lot of these young people come in with no identification papers. And so a large thing that we do is work with them to recover their ID, to help them get their birth certificate, help them get their social security number, help them get a state ID so at least they have the very basics to go out and try and get employment. Of course, ID is needed to do that. We look at their credit history. A lot of times, family members have abused their young person's credit history, and we do what we can to try and correct it. They'll open up utilities in the youth's name, and then not pay the bill, which then will really impact their credit history. A few other things that we do is we have a program that goes on 5 days a week, 5 week cycles that all of our residents must attend. And they are programs that talk about activities of daily living, workplace behavior, budgeting, feelings of grief and loss, abandonment, anger management. All of those are really key to helping mm-hmm. them improve their own life. We do drug rehab assistance. We partner with our Salvation Army friends across the street from us, and we work with them in trying to do what we can to rehab those who have become addicted to some kind of drugs. We also have mm-hmm. access to free legal clinic. A lot of them come in with some criminal records, some fines on probation issues, and we work with them to make sure that that is taken care of. And we have a clothing closet if they need those kinds of clothes to go in an interview or just to go to an event. It's right there for them. And then probably one of the more important things is we have psychological services with our psychological social workers and our regular psychologists. We have access to a nurse practitioner to do testing and prescribe medications. And we also run an outreach program, which not only travels to those areas where these young people tend to congregate in the city, they also are probably very similar to a roving service center, where they're working with those who have left us, gone into permanent housing, but still need some support, or they'll work with a mom and a baby who have lost their home and need help and sheltering, and we help them find the correct shelter. We take people to the food bank. We take people to the food kitchen. We help them pull together everything they may need for an apartment. We help them get their electricity turned back on when it gets turned off. So all those social services are done by our outreach team every day, 6 days a week. So Covenant House does everything it possibly can to help these young people and help them get back into the community and being contributing members to the community.
Mm-hmm. That sounds great. Wonderful. It looks like you're accessing all the different areas, body, mind, spirit, and everything that that they would need at that point. Is there a large number of them that are aging out of foster care that you get in, like at 18? Or
actually, that is another source of young people becoming homeless. And it's mm-hmm. not so much the fault of the system as much as the system is not able to give them the support upon exiting and mm-hmm. work with them on a fairly daily basis to be sure that they're properly reintegrated into the neighborhood, into the home, into a job. The state foster care system just doesn't have that type or that ability mm-hmm. to do that at that point. So
it sounds like they should.
We take over with that. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yes, indeed.
What's the youngest person that you've had?
Well, we are only our mission is only from 18 to 24-year-old.
Okay.
And
okay.
we work with that demographic specifically because if homelessness is going to be ended for that person, it's going to be during that period of time when they're not too far into the life and that they can be helped and taken away from that way of living and helping them get back into their own home and a job that is meaningful.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, I know there was someone that I'd heard about, a young person that was, I think, maybe like 12, not to do with your organization, but came up to his grandmother that he was gay, and was kicked out of the home and lived for years, like under bridges and under, you know, on the street and all that kind of thing. And I think we just have no idea of how big this is and how often things happen. And I think it'd be great if people, especially like the members of Congress, legislators, would come to Covenant House and have all the programs explained to them and know exactly what you're doing, because we're always looking at cuts to safety net programs, and I'm wondering how things are going for you with cuts.
Well, probably the most significant cut to us was funding for our supportive housing program. We run, not only do we do an emergency shelter where we have 45 young people living, we also have what's called a transitional living unit. Covenant House we call Rites of Passage. And that is where the young people are, they must have a job or at least a diploma, and they are learning how to live on their own. We had received significant funding from that, from Housing and Urban Development, and that was taken away last year. We were defunded. So we are now trying to fund that on our own. Because it is an important program.
Yeah. How do you get your funding?
Well, that brings me to a very wonderful event when people are thinking about how they can help us. We are part of the national movement of Sleep Out, and this year it's called Sleep Out America. Covenant House International in New York initiated this event to call to bring much more awareness to what it is like to be homeless. And we are coming up on our fourth year of this event, which takes place on November 16th this year. And the idea behind the event is that we get, it's called Executive Sleep Out. And we get executives and business owners in the city of Detroit, C-suite staff, if you will, and all of them commit to raising $5,000 by sleeping out on our campus for one night to kind of understand what it's like to have been homeless and to stand in solidarity with these young people who are struggling. That event has become very successful. In our fourth year, we are on track to have raised $1 million just in our Covenant House Detroit over the past four events. So it really has been a tremendous help to allow us to keep our transitional supportive housing program going. And as you mentioned, Sleep Out America, all 17 or 18 locations in the United States and Canada, we all sleep out on the same night. We have some major sponsors such as Delta Airlines and other large companies like them. Ally and Comerica Bank all support us in this event. And what we have done this year, what International has done, is extend this event to include anyone in the country who wants to do their own small sleep out or large anywhere in the United States, not only on the campus of Covenant Houses across the country. So we can, you can go to our website, www.covenanthousemi.org, covenanthousemi.org, and go to our DIY page, and it has all the instructions and materials that you would need to do your own sleep out, perhaps at a church, perhaps at your school, pulling together your running partners, anyone in a group. Be it five people or 20 people, can do this wonderful event in solidarity with all of us across the country and raise some dollars. Doesn't have to be as large as $5,000. It could be as small as $50, $100 to help out Covenant House Michigan in this effort. So it really is a very critical event for us, and we are looking forward to, again, raising that awareness and keeping it in the front of people's minds that there are young people out there who are suffering that we all can help.
Mm-hmm, for sure. And I know there's just been so many cuts lately to all the safety net programs. And, you know, we're just really concerned with my group results working on hunger and poverty also. And, you know, I don't think people really understand how many people are affected and how many people are hungry and how many people are homeless. And that's why I think being able to hear from you, and I'm going to put the link all around Facebook, and I'm going to call some places and some members of Congress. I'm going to see a couple of people next week. So I'm going to, you know, tell them I'm going to send them the link and find out who in Congress is on any type of committee that has to do with youth and homelessness, and see if I can find that out and try to send this link to them also. And I know that we're talking about how important it would be for people in the state of Michigan that are members of Congress to try to come and see what's going on. I know another organization that I'm with, Senator Gary Peters came to see what that organization was like, and I just think there's nothing better, and you can't do anything as well as letting people see what's really happening. And then the other thing to me is if you have stories of someone that has really been helped, or that you can put forth so that people can really understand how much of a problem this is. And so I don't know, anybody else that you think that you would like to try to get over there to see what Covenant House is like, or anybody we should keep in mind to try to alert to the sleep out?
Certainly. Oh, absolutely. Certainly our representatives in the legislature, mm-hmm. both the state and federal, are more than welcome to come and view how we work with these young people. We had Lieutenant Governor Calley visit us at one point. We had mm-hmm. our State Attorney General Bill Schuette visit with us. And those are important visits because they are going out of their way to learn more about this issue. And that can only be helpful to us. And we do many tours of people who just kind of want to find out what mm-hmm. we're all about and what it's like. Last year, we served 3,400 young people in the city of Detroit, not only in sheltering, but in all the other ways that I had spoken about and outreach mm-hmm. and in our schools. So that's mm-hmm. a significant number of working with these young people. You talk about stories. I mean, I certainly can give you stories. I can give you the happy stories, and I can give you the very discouraging and disappointing stories. But mm-hmm. the success rate is significant. Getting our young people jobs with meaningful salaries, with a livable wage, has been a tremendous success. Getting our young people into a permanent house and working with them and seeing them blossom and starting to live on their own, many of those mm-hmm. also. So this is not about warehousing young people who have no ambition. It's mostly, entirely about getting them back on their feet and to be the mm-hmm. masters of their own fate.
Yes,
and
definitely.
It's an important work that we do.
Well, I think the things that you're talking about, too, as far as being responsible at a job and knowing what to do with your paycheck and how to do the banking and how to budget and all that kind of stuff. I think there's just too many kids that don't have any idea how to do any of that, you know, and if they do get a paycheck, it might just be gone in the first week, which may happen anyway because our minimum wage is so low. But I think that all that is so important, and I know they've talked about, you know, in my results group globally, they talk about giving women small loans to start businesses. But a big part of it is meeting with all other women and having people talk about what to do with the money and how to do banking and all that kind of stuff, because otherwise they would have no idea of what to do. So I think you're doing a great job with that. As far as, like, the sleep out goes, is there somewhere on there that lets you know if people in your area are already doing one and you want to just get involved but not start one?
If you want to get involved, you certainly can contact us at our website, again, covenanthousemi.org. And actually, mm-hmm. you can give us a call at 313-413-3000. 313-463-2010. 313-463-2010. I just wanted to point out one more thing, Mary, if I can.
Sure.
When you talk about being prepared to go out on your own and women being provided to start their own business, we have some wonderful companies that come on site and do exactly that with our residents. So Deloitte has been a tremendous partner to us, coming to Covenant House not only to do kind of manual labor things, but also to do seminars with our young people, basically around financing and budgeting and how do you buy a car? What's the difference between purchasing and leasing? We had Mercedes-Benz, the credit portion of Mercedes-Benz come on campus and continue to do the same thing. There's a bit of a turnover, so it's not that they're repeating the same thing to the same young people. They're affecting new people all the time. We have a number of other companies that come in and help us with our clothing closet. Campbell Ewald, advertising firm, Granger, mechanical firm. All of these people come and work with us and really help us out. Another major partner for us has been the Detroit Auto Dealers Association. Of course, that makes a lot of sense. And they have helped us
more,
in
please?
the Detroit Auto Dealer Association, the DADA. They have been a tremendous partner to us for the past few years. And they come and work in our job fair and work with our young people on, again, on that whole issue of getting a job. So there are a number of people in the community, and we'd love to add more people to it to help us in this effort.
Now, when you say a job fair, do you have those every once in a while, or how often?
We have two job fairs a year, and that has grown in a very short time, where employers come out and interview our young people on site. Our young people dress correctly for an interview, and many of them are hired on site.
Yeah.
So this year we had the MGM Grand Hotel there. We had Lowe's building supply there. And again, we had one or two auto dealerships. So this is really a great effort on the part of the community to help us in a very significant way. Getting a job is a key
right
to your getting on your way to success.
Well, it sounds like you're doing a great job. Before I forget, I wanted to ask you, though, as far as your clothes closet, is it all brand new clothes, or can people donate just lightly used clothing, or no?
It's largely people donating the lightly used clothes. And you can imagine, with that age group, jeans are the biggest hit. Jeans and running shoes and sneakers are the things they gravitate towards most. So, yeah, people can bring them to our campus, 2959 Martin Luther King Boulevard in Detroit. And we will happily accept those clothes that are able to be used once again.
Well, that sounds like a really good idea. Did you say how many job fairs, how many fundraisers do you do a year to try to fund your programs?
We focus on two. One, again, being the Sleep Out on November 16th. And we also do kind of a fun event called the Night of Broadway Stars, which a number of the other Covenant houses across the country do. And that basically is a review of Broadway's greatest and most popular songs from Broadway shows.
Mm-hmm.
And professional actors from those shows come and put on a show geared towards Covenant House. The music is geared towards helping kids. And it has been a wonderful, wonderful event. It includes a dinner and an afterglow. And we bring it back by popular demand, quite honestly. Everybody loves attending that. So that occurs this year. It's going to be on May 10th of 2018. So So those are our okay. two events. Those are our two signature events that we work with.
Mm-hmm. Now, another question I have, because I'm always thinking about this, of kids that are getting out of high school or 18, is there an opportunity also to teach them how to vote, how to sign up to vote, or stuff like that?
Oh, absolutely. Not only do we do that, we also help them access the Affordable Care Act so that sure that they have some kind of health care coverage. And mm-hmm. we also help them do their tax returns for those that have their jobs and make sure that they're being taken advantage of by going to some tax company to do their taxes. So I don't think there's any part of life that we haven't thought of to help these young people understand what it's like to be on your own.
Yeah, and I think, the more people that can understand how many kids are in this position and how, just our kids that have a regular home and go to high school and graduate, and they don't, you can tell, they don't know, a lot of them don't know a lot about trying to bank or do stuff with jobs and all that, and, kids that have no one to depend on, I think it's always said there's got to be at least one person that you can trust for you to be okay, and I think that, this program is helping so many kids trust adults and are shown the important things that they need. So thank you so much for that. Do you have any other thing that you'd like to leave us with or go on with right now?
Well, I would like to encourage people to think a little bit more about that population. Certainly, if they have any questions, to inquire with us. And also to, in solidarity, pray for those young people. And also for our staff who work daily, every day, on three shifts to work with these young people and help them through. That could almost be the most important way to help us.
Yes, that is wonderful. And I know one wonderful person that works for you or works with you at Covenant House, which is Marquise Williams, who also has come to D.C. to lobby on hunger and poverty with us. And, that's an example of your staff. He's wonderful. So we really appreciate him and his efforts, too.
He's great. Absolutely great.
Yeah. So I think, that's all the questions I have. Is there anything else you'd like to leave us with?
No, I think I've kind of talked quite a bit about us, and I'm so happy for the opportunity to share our work with you and your listeners. And again, to pray for our young people and to feel very comfortable inquiring about any more information and even coming to Covenant House, Michigan. So thank you very, very much, Mary. Really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you for all the work you do. God bless the staff, the organization, and all the children involved, and let us try to branch out and see if we can't, find even more kids, because I know with the downturn of jobs and all that so many more people are homeless. So we really thank you and bless you for doing this work. And I'm going to put this link out everywhere I have on Facebook and email, and I will send you guys the link so you can put this out there. And I'm also going to call a few people that we lobby in Michigan for members of Congress and let their aide that I know that I'm going to send a link to that, and hopefully maybe some of them will come and visit, because they have so many things going on and there's something it seems like every single day. So they really need to come down and see what you're doing. So I will do all I can, and you let me know if there's anything else that I can do. And I plan to keep donating, and so I hope everyone else will too support this great organization. So thanks again, Jerry. We appreciate you coming on. I'm honored to have you.
Thank you so much, Mary, for all you're doing and for giving me the opportunity today. Really appreciate it. You take care.
No problem. You take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, thank you for tuning in. Please support Covenant House and kids that are homeless. Take a look at their website. Also take a look at Results website in case you wanted to go lobby Congress to end hunger and poverty. And have a great month, and I will be back with you at the end of next month. So take care. Bye.